This reflection is based on various readings for Thursday, February 8th, 1 Kings 11, verses 4 through 13. Solomon. Hello, brothers and sisters in Christ. The reading I am referring to has to do with God being really ticked off with Solomon. Solomon? That guy that was given so much wisdom that God said there would never be a person born with that much wisdom ever again? Yes, none of us are perfect. And his dad, David, did a few things God was angry about. But what kind of sin does a man who has the most humongous amount of wisdom in the entire world commit? He went and followed and gave worship to other gods. I will touch on that more deeply in a moment, but what is intriguing is why he went so far astray. The teachings of Solomon incessantly speak of not committing adultery, not running with loose women, and he writes in Proverbs 7 regarding an adulterous woman, starting with verse 26. She wins him over by her repeated urging. With her smooth lips she leads him astray. He follows her stupidly like an ox that is led to slaughter. Now, of course, Solomon, like his dad, was married to many women. We do not read of him being with any woman that he did not officially marry, but it seems he married plenty that did not love or care for the God of Israel. And little by little, they led him astray like an ox that is led to slaughter. This is nothing new. Adam, the first man, had the same problem. Eve was deceived, but Adam could not just let her go and lose her, so he listened to Eve and joined in. I think I just heard a few men say, I can relate. Seriously, though, if Solomon with all his wisdom could be led to deny the Lord, our God, then what hope do any of us have? Think of all the different types of false gods that are out there lurking about, attempting to find an empty space to fill and expand in us. There was a music album put out by Neil Young in 1979 named Russ Never Sleeps. Such a true statement. If wisdom does not save us from being led astray, what will? Love and obedience to God and Savior Jesus the Christ. Everything else is whitewash. Have a blessed week with Jesus. Joe Repas.